We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, now it's real. Now it's real.
All right.
Tim.
Hey. That's what I call him.
Not anymore, jackass.
Someone's going to take my
He may not be my Tim yet, but he's not yours anymore.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
How's it been?
Weird.
Yeah? Just a little... How you doing?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. I'm getting the hell out of here. Right? Why wouldn't I be happy? I'm doing cartwheels.
We have a new...
It's fine.
All talent has to go to a meeting each month, and Mark's like, in quintessential Mark, he's looking at his phone like, what's this meeting about? What's all this about? And Rachel goes, you don't have to go. Don't worry about it. And he's like,
I forgot. I'm not going to be here.
Really?
Yeah. Has it sunk in even?
Yeah, kind of. It's really? Starting to. Yeah. It was, like I said, it was a decision that took a long time to pull the trigger on.
Right.
Thought and about it a lot.
Next week will be crazy though, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
We wrap it up.
So Sue's telling me that I'm in denial. Mm-hmm. I very well could be.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mark is also a little bit in denial.
I agree.
Because you're
totally
just like,
agree.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I don't have to go to work anymore. But it's going to be so much different than that.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's going to be crazy different. And it's going to be, there's going to, and I've had plenty of double, you know, or like second thoughts. I did it a bunch.
I think you're going to be ecstatic for a week. And then you're going to panic.
Yep.
And then you'll be fine again. But I think at first you'll be like, this is the best decision I've ever made. And then you'll go to Menards one too many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like see stores and like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll go walk again for the third time today. Like if it were me, I'd just keep taking baths. And eventually,
I would just shriveled up.
Yeah, just be all shriveled up.
Really.
All the candles would be gone.
Right.
Yep. The hot
like,
water.
Okay, I got nothing left.
Yeah. I think I disagree. I think if there's any person that is... that there is no better person suited to doing this, and he will force it to be fine and normal. Like, hey, maybe internally he might struggle, but how is it, Mark? Oh, everything's fine.
Yeah, how are you at getting through difficult things? Like, something that's truly a challenge for you emotionally, how are you at, like, you know what? It's not ideal, but I'm gonna do it.
I think I can work my way through it, but I don't sleep. I'll completely... You know, it'll just keep going around and around in my head, which it had even before, like I said, before I made the decision, it was one of those, yes, no, but what about this? And then I'd come in and we'd have really good shows and I go, I don't need to do this. And then the next day the show would,
Andrew would mess something up.
Really? No, so it's like anything. You kind of change your mind, you go back and forth, but then you get to the point, I have to make a decision.
So, okay, your last day is next Friday,
right?
29th.
Right.
Walk me through what you tentatively think Monday the 1st will be like.
Short of driving down here, I don't know. I'll hang and do some stuff and what I normally do in the morning because I don't usually
Remember the SpongeBob where Mr. Krabs sells the Krabby... Krusty Krab.
At noon.
It's
noon the next day. He's done everything he's ever wanted to do in retirement. And he goes and gets a job at the Krusty Krab.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. Right. Like I said, you may see me standing outside the door just looking forlorn, but...
We're changing the locks.
Like I was going to say, look, yeah. First thing you do is take away my little...
You would approach it much differently than I do and probably anyone else in here, but won't things happen, whether it's in the news or in your life or stories or things that you're like, can't wait to talk about that. Can't wait to run that by the crew. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, I guess been doing it for so long, but I don't, you know.
There's not going to be some news story that you just lick your lips wishing you could sink your teeth into on air and not be able
really.
To.
Not really. Like I said, that's not the part of the show that I like the most.
Yeah.
The part of the show I like the most is when we're just screwing around.
Right.
And we're not, you know, because what do we say? Dave will say, serious or goofy? Always goofy. The serious stuff, I've been doing serious stuff all my life. I'm ready to be goofy.
Yeah, he never is the one that comes in and says, ooh, this story.
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And
if he's been telling you that late at night, then
somebody...
I'm a newsman.
Somebody on Twitter made a perfect... sent something perfectly earlier today when they said the job description. Reactor.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing?
That's
I
it.
Am a reactor.
He doesn't bring
right. No,
the topic.
I've heard the corner.
He reacts to the topic.
I've had about 10 discussions now with people who want Mark's job, and most of them are big fans of the show, so they know what comes out of the speakers. And half of them are in the industry, half of them are not. And they're like, okay, well, like, tell me what you need from me on a daily basis. And I'm like, can you be here by 2?
Yeah.
Yes. And react. If you can react, you've got to be here.
Do you get the USA Today delivered to your house?
Done. You're in.
Could you get it on the way?
You're in. That's all
could
you need.
Could you try to steal my clients at any any chance?
All these things will make you the perfect employee. So
that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I
am a reactor.
Take me to lunch once a year.
I did not want to be a driver anymore. I've driven most of my career, ran the show, and
you got that wish.
Yep, and I got that opportunity to come here.
You weren't even in the back seat.
No, no. Yes.
Remember when he's hitchhiking? Where was the last parade we did? Oh, it was Veterans Day, and Mark's like, "I'm gonna walk." And the parade took off. And he was a half mile behind everybody.
Like, these guys are in these convertibles and the pickup trucks, and they're laying rubber. And all of a sudden, they're like 4 miles ahead of me. I'm like, it's a parade.
And
slow down.
Of course, me and Tony and Rach are in the back of a truck.
Right.
And Rach is like, oh, we should slow down for him. Tony's like, gun it.
Rach is like, he's not going to make it. He's going to fall and not get up. But it's a parade is supposed to be, you know, slow. And these guys are, you know, doing laps all of a sudden. So
great.
I like to walk.
Tim, congratulations on A-list nomination.
Oh, thanks.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool.
And...
That's
the corner.
Corner?
Right.
The corner.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
He made us wait for you.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nominated for Comedian of the Century or whatever. It's
St. Louis Comedian,
yeah.
I think.
It's and the same thing.
It's being brought to you by Schnucks. Find 15 delicious and nutritious recipes for kids. And the new Simply Schnucks magazine, pick one up for free at Schnucks.
And congratulations to you on your
thank
nomination
you.
Yeah. as
well. Yeah.
Yeah. And to Dave Murray, who was also nominated.
Absolutely.
And Mark couldn't do this corner for.
That's right. I've seen your stand-up.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that's it.
It's
gonna miss him so much.
I've got some incredible material for you.
Oh, really?
That I found this and I thought this is just and I saw a show and it's really 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 good.
Thanks, Mark.
It did a great job. And those people that were making fun of you are talking real loud. Not making fun of you. They're talking. Yeah, you suck. No, they were making all the noise.
Chatting.
And you held it and really handled it well.
Oh, thanks.
I think you did a great job.
But we're about to take things to the next
this
level.
This material, these are like one-liners. Because you don't have a lot of one-liners in your show.
Oh,
with these one-liners, this is going to get you the St. Louis Comedian, Midwest Comedian, Comedian of the Universe.
Okay.
So I want you to, you can read through and deliver one after another. And then
you want me to do it?
And then the audience, well... No, you
why
do
don't
it.
You do one?
No.
Yeah, let us hear one, Mark. Give us a sample.
you know, housework can kill you, but why take a chance? No, that was wrong. Housework can't kill you, but why? See, I'm not a professional. I'm not a comedian. This is a guy here that makes the big money.
You just have to be able to read.
I know. I have trouble with reading. So just go and give it in your
so
best.
Just read this material. Did you write this, Mark?
Hell no.
These are all credited to... Actually, these are all by Phyllis Diller.
Yeah.
Sure. Literally all of them. I'm not sure I can get away with just doing Phyllis Diller jokes.
Try it. And everybody listen, because it's some pretty good. Hey, if you have a career as good as Phyllis Diller, would you be happy with that?
Yes, Mark, but I don't think I could pull these off.
The Meatloaf song, I would do anything for you.
For you.
But not that.
The reason women don't play football is because 11 of them would never wear the same outfit in public.
Huh? That's current.
It's funny.
That's current.
And it's current.
It's funny.
And it's female. And it's hashtag female.
That's exactly what the females have been striving
That's
for
right.
in this country.
That's right. Go ahead and give us another one. This is killer stuff.
Wait for Tim. At five.
This is this.
You're all going to feel so stupid.
You guys are going to eat your words.
It's comedy.
That this couldn't be done without Tim.
He's
There's
a comedian.
No way we could have done this corner without
Tim. He's been
Tim,
nominated.
Because I thought it was
You're
gonna...
about to get his nomination taken away by making
no.
him read these.
Yeah. No, this so is great stuff.
So you
this
should
is...
plagiarize comedy from someone who's been dead for 30 years.
Yeah. How are they going to know? How are they going to know?
She's not going to sue.
There's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways to know. Well, okay, let's even say no one would ever find out. And
right.
One of the things that you gave me that you encouraged me to deliver on stage
yes.
is this one. Think about how well this would go over. In the middle of my set, let's say I'm 10 minutes in, I've established a thing,
killer,
got some things
killer.
Going, and I go, it's time to bring in the Close/Phyllis Diller material, and I say, Burt Reynolds once asked me out. I was in his room.
Ah, come on! Come on!
You know,
that fits perfectly. I've also seen Tim's act, and that fits perfectly. It's
just, you're right.
This is headline. Forget this opening and mid stuff. You're headlining with this stuff, brother.
This one is good, actually.
Yeah.
His finest hour lasted a minute and a half.
Hey!
Oh!
Good morning, everybody.
I like
this
that.
Is strong. I think you're, yeah. These other people at KY are gone, brother. That's your
KY.
Show.
KY.
Oh, some of these are bad. But I appreciate it. I'm going up there tonight. I'll throw one in tonight.
My photographs don't do me justice. They just look like me.
No, they look they look just like me.
Do they get their
Mark.
Wrong too? They look just, I got their wrong too.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 530. Tim Convey hanging out with us from the morning show on Y98. Getting some comedy tips from Mark Close. Mm-hmm.
So I asked the waiter, hey, is this milk fresh? He said, lady, 3 hours ago it was grass.
Makes no sense.
That's disgusting.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's
sure
implying
it does.
That it's
it
a cow's sense. Pee.
Milk doesn't come from grass.
It comes from cows that eat the grass.
Yes, I get it. I get
if
it.
I explain, if I had explained Phyllis Diller to the people, it's this is.
Can I give a big congratulations to Dave Glover? It was so crazy today. We got an invitation in the mail to the Distinguished Alumni Awards Dinner at Washington University. And would you look at that? Dave has been nominated.
It's incredible.
You can see a photo of the invitation up on the Dave Glover Show's Instagram at Dave Glover Show.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
And he did
it's really nice.
And the Distinguished
Look how
alumni
beautiful
award.
That invitation is,
yeah.
Sue.
So look at the
Wow.
And he didn't make a big deal out of it. We actually, Rachel Wright, we had to bring it up.
He was like, I don't want to mention it.
This is no. This
What's
is,
that scratched out part at the yeah. top?
Don't worry about it.
No, it's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing.
I got to see this.
Yep. It's... and he just didn't want to bring it up. It's just
he's
like
he's humble.
He is humble.
I may That's, not even go.
Yeah, and, I think that might be a really good idea.
You'll have to write a speech and everything.
Yeah.
I have so many awards.
Yeah. And please welcome. What is this?
The A-list. Come on,
man. He's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't even want their stupid Distinguished Alumni Award.
That's right.
Oh. Wouldn't take it if they gave it to me.
Yeah.
I'm like Michael Cohen working in the White House. I don't want that. Watch, you dumb.
Anybody who told you I wanted it is just lying.
Yeah.
I want to be a lawyer, clearly.
Yep.
I haven't ever called him.
You remember me?
I never offered money.
Remember me, Dave Glover? Remember I went to school there?
I believe you know my work. I wore a wig at the time. It's the wig guy.
He keeps calling.
Yeah, you still owe us that student loan money took out. I took out student loan money to buy a wig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You took out student loan money a month before you graduated.
No.
No, no.
No, a day.
A day before he graduated.
To go to Europe.
To go to Europe.
Well, I was wig
shopping. That's why whenever he tells stories on the air, it's like I was so dirt poor. I know what it's like to struggle. It's like, well, you're making some pretty terrible decisions. It's not like life dealt you that hand.
Swear to God, here is the exchange. Because you'd go in, they're like signature loans, you know? And you get them up to like $4,000 bucks, And it was literally the week of graduation, and they knew me really well. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take another 4,000. And they're like, Dave, aren't you graduating in 2 days? What? Yeah. 4 grand's fine. And they're like, I'm not sure we can do this. And they're looking up the rules. They're like, well, he's still a student. Thanks, Eli.
I'll take it in 20s. Goodbye.
Not buying another wig, are you?
So you took the wig to Europe.
Oh, God, yeah.
He had a separate
seat. That wig's been more places than any of you.
He had a separate seat fart in the plane. Just sit right there.
Is that wig around anymore?
No. I wish it were.
Mm. Well.
But somewhere.
Right, yeah.
Could be. Oh. A day before you graduated. God, that's beautiful. I
those
love
gowns
it.
Are expensive.
Yeah. I'm going to have expenses when I graduate for my party. So.
I'm positive. Everyone around me knew it was a wig, but they're, you know, they're too good of friends.
Well, why would you say anything?
Right. And so we're in Europe. The four of us staying at hostels and stuff. It was horrible. It was torture. So every day, because you have to, there's wig maintenance. You have to glue the effer on.
That's what I'm saying. Even the guys that you stayed with in Europe
never
weren't
mentioned
aware.
It. Well, they probably were, but they probably talked about it amongst themselves.
You guys never just
no one ever said it.
Yeah.
What? I was mortified. No. I was pulling it off. And so we'd be like getting ready to leave somewhere. And I kept doing this. Oh, I forgot something. Hold on. And I'd run in. I'd tape my wig down. And so here's the way they did it. So they shave the top of your head, which is a commitment. Because the first day I went in, I still wasn't sure I wanted it. You know, I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm putting the wig on. So then they like weave it into your existing hair. Mm-hmm. So the day you get it on or when you go back, they pull it down tight and it's like, oh, okay, this is like real hair. Well, as the time goes on, your hair grows and it's looser and looser and looser. So when I landed in Paris, I was looking tight. And by the time I left Stuttgart, it was messy. It was moving around.
Go for your driver's license. I'm 5'10". Next year, I'm 5'12". I'm 6'2". This guy's growing fast.
5'12".
Man, look at his hair growing.
5'12".
I'm 5'12". Make that 6 foot.
You cannot deliver a line.
I know. I'm in front of a pro, so
that's
it's tough.
That's a Phyllis Diller.
You're nervous. It's okay.
Could you guys imagine ever having gotten a wig if you'd lost your hair early like me?
Yeah, I...
Maybe. Something.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Just when you're... So you were, what, like... 20.
I was young. 22, 23.
So how long did you wear it?
A couple, 3 years, maybe. Something
and then
like that.
What made you say, I could talk about this for forever?
I don't know. Just like, it was terrible.
Just a lot of work?
A lot of work, a lot of embarrassment.
Were you getting called out?
A couple times.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. Like, I had this long-term girlfriend, and her roommate was salty, and she'd be like, you're wearing a wig. And I'm like, that's the craziest thing anyone's ever said. She goes, okay, it's easy enough. Just let me touch your head. And I was like,
oh,
I was like trying to touch an Italian greyhound. I'm just like, you know, she's like, why can't I touch your head if it's your real hair? I'm like, I just don't like people touching my head. Yeah. Everyone knows that about me. It's horrible. It was exhausting.
So the girl you were dating didn't know.
Oh, she knew.
Oh, she did know.
But she never said it.
So there were a few people in your life who did know.
Or was it, do you
my
feel
roommate
like
was the only one.
That's
my
it?
Roommate
you
was the only one I told.
You didn't discuss it with people,
no.
Yeah.
And what a great girlfriend. We were together like 3 years, mm-hmm. And she knew the whole time and never, ever said it. Until I broke up with her, and then she's like, I know you're wearing a wig.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
There's, wow. And by the way, there's no comeback to that. Mm. Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
You just dated a guy for 3 years wearing a wig.
Yeah. You idiot. Liked it.
Yeah, you loved wigs. You're wearing a wig.
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
So that had to be really freeing when it was all over.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there some moment? Did you go through something? And you're like, all right, I'm done with this?
Yes. So... I went to a major place in town, hint, and some people who took care of me there left and started their own business. And then there was, so I was going to this person's home, which was fine. But then there was talk of litigation from the main company I used to go to against these people. Mm-hmm. And I might have been called as a Whig witness, a Whigness. And I was like, okay, I can't go to court where I work and be a witness in a Whig lawsuit. Hmm. And I just finally girded it up, and I was with a new person romantically, and I told her. She claimed to not know, which I'm like, well, you know, you're dumb. Right. And so, yeah, one day I took it off. I clipped my hair back real far and just tried to sell it. And I had more hair than I do now, but it was real thin on top. But I kind of had like a 50s PE teacher flat top kind of thing going.
Right.
Because I had hair when I got the wig. It was just kind of like...
not what you wanted.
Yeah.
Thinning and...
very thin, yeah. And everyone was just like... okay, this is what we're doing now. I mean, people are exceedingly nice when there's something
sure
like
it was,
that.
I'm sure it was 99.9% you know?
Oh, yeah. They've got their own stuff that they're worried about.
Sure.
Yeah, I never see a guy who's losing his hair and even acknowledge it until they say something. Seriously.
Well, two, it's like once...
that's nice of you. Why would you acknowledge it?
No, I mean, like, it's not something I think of.
That's wide of you.
But I think a lot of people who go through stuff like that think that's all people can see.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like we talked about this one time when Tim was in here before. And
I
then
don't
that,
know what you're talking about.
That,
yeah,
no, that guy called and he's like, I'm losing my hair and the 16-year-olds don't want to go out with me anymore. It was really weird. But it's like, I don't even notice that stuff until someone points it out about themselves.
I remember my roommate, Marty, saying, because he was in on it, and he goes, I gotta be honest with you, I think no one cares, and I think that women, because that's all I really cared about, you know, would care a lot less that you're balding than that you're wearing a wig.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But at that point I was tunnel vision. I was going, this was the answer to everything. But I still have nightmares. You know how you have nightmares about, like, oh, you're in college and you're naked or whatever. I have nightmares that I still have it, and it is such relief when I wake up and I'm like, oh God, thank
you're
God.
At a party, it's falling off.
Yeah, oh, yeah. One time, when
that would mess me up so bad.
Get this, one time when I had it, because I played lots of baseball and lots of softball. I was playing softball during a hot summer day, and the tape gets sticky. And this guy was coming around third base, running real hard. It was kind of windy, and he was wearing one, and it flopped up.
Oh,
and I was just like, you gotta be kidding. I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. And you're like,
now I got to worry about that.
Then you went, look, that guy's wearing a wig.
Look at that loser.
What's wrong with that guy?
That guy's got some hang-ups or something.
Man, what a freak.
I immediately grabbed a ball cap and pulled it down as far as I could in my head. Looked like one of the Cosby kids.
Love you for you, man. Come
on.
What's wrong with you?
So what age were you when you got rid of it then?
28.
Wow.
Yeah. 27, something like that.
Do you think some people just thought you got a haircut and were wearing it short?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But
no one was being honest with you.
No.
Wow.
No.
Did that bother you too?
I was so deep in my denial that I just...
I bet you didn't want anybody talking to you about it.
No. And the thing is now, I mean, I'm almost twice that age. And now I have a logo with my cartoon bald head. Mm-hmm. That would be really weird to see me with hair.
Sure.
It'd be so weird if
you had
hair. Well, and also,
first headshot, you look so much better.
Right, than the
than you did in those first headshots.
I don't make my living by being handsome, but I think I look way better than I did then. But I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine. And back then, guys didn't shave their head on purpose.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, it was a daily thing.
Real question.
Yeah.
What kind of warranty comes on a wig? In other words, how long, when you buy a wig, they'll go, this is good for...
Did Phyllis Diller write that joke?
In other words, you pay good money for a wig.
Yeah.
And they go,
it's
how...
It's all about the financials.
How long is it good for? 2 years? 3 years? I mean, do they even...
I never had that conversation.
Well, I just know. I mean, after a while, you're wearing
the
it.
The bumper
like,
music is
it's got patches on it and stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was going to tell this quick story to these guys off the air, about telling on the air. When I got rid of my wig, I was working out in a gym and I met a guy and he goes, hey, we're kind of, you know, working out and bonding. And he's like, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I work at Bosley Men, you know, Hair for Men. We do transplants. Why don't you come in? I'm like, great. So I go in, they do the whole thing, and he comes out and he goes, I've never had to do this before. You don't have enough hair to transplant. So we could take all the hair off the back of your head and put it on the front. Swear to God, like that's an option. Like I'm going to join Flock of Seagulls, you know? But there's not enough to go around. And I'm just like, thanks for friggin' nothing. Thanks for, you know, I just took my wig off and now I know I'm too bald to get a hair transplant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay for the consultation?
No, they felt so bad. I think they gave me a calendar or a Tootsie Roll or something.
I gave you a calendar.
I just knew. You know, I just know. As I was leaving, you know, they're like, Jesus, good. You know, man. It's like.
Oh. Right. They were, yeah. Called his buddy in another market. You're not going to believe this.
They're calling all the franchises. You've never seen anything like his
Tom,
before.
I'm telling you, nothing. Poor guy.
There might be 50, 60 hairs there.
Yeah. That's right. We can't use them in a before and after picture. It won't work.
Before and before. So, okay. Let's go around the horn here. Anything like that for you guys? Anything embarrassing? Anything? Oh, I can't believe that I did this.
Yeah, I just am having a hard time picking one.
Really?
Really?
I had a very dorky childhood.
Now we're talking wig level here, Zimmerman.
I mean, I don't know if I have anything wig level.
I told you that time I was working in rock radio, and they sent out promotional pieces all the time. And they sent out a real cool, and I didn't wear that much jewelry. So they sent out a necklace with a razor blade on it.
Oh, no.
And it was the coolest thing in the world. And I wore that thing for like 6 months. I had no idea what it meant.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
And I'm going places and they're like, hey, man, give me thumbs up. And I'm like, hey, dude, you know, KC Radio, hey, cool. And I'm like, hey, dig my razor
you
blade.
You just thought it was tough.
I thought it was cool.
So did someone tell you?
Cut you.
I finally.
Cut tape?
I'm cutting commercials.
I'm cutting my phone calls.
Cut you out of my life, man.
Really? I'm reading Rolling Stone.
I'm a radio man. This is how we cut tape.
I saw a movie where they did it, and they were taking the razor blade, and I'm like, what? And it just hit me all of a sudden. I'm like, it kind of came off day. So
I got to start doing drugs.
Yeah,
now.
I do. So
I love this necklace.
Yeah, became a coke freak. So.
That's pretty close to having a wig for 5 years. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Sorry.
He accidentally looked way cooler than he was.
Yeah, not sure how he came back from that.
Hey, that's all I got,
one day
man.
At a time, buddy.
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Your bravery is inspiring.
I'm trying to make you feel better. I got nothing. I'm sorry. Well, no one else is.
Well, Rachel said she had a bunch.
I'm thinking of when I told Dave the other day, and he asked me to tell him the show, and then he thankfully forgot, so I'll go ahead and tell it. So when I was in high school, so I went to like small Christian high school. Everybody was a dork, not just me, but I was like, I don't know. I just didn't understand society. And Mississippi Valley is like three stories high. It's like, it looks like Hogwarts from the outside.
Oh, I do.
And you always had to climb stairs. And I would rather run up the stairs than walk to class. So I was that kid running to class all the time.
There's a kid in every
getting
school.
Getting there, like not walking with my friends, but just getting there and setting up super early and being like, all right, people, let's go. We're wasting the day.
I picture you holding your books like this and just running up the stairs.
I mean, I have my backpack, so. But no, it was like, let's get down to business.
I
didn't realize that was lame until like a year ago. I thought about it. I'm like, ugh.
Just culottes flying.
I could not wear culottes to school. Give me a break.
Culottes flying. Really, bonnet blowing in the wind.
That's right.
I'm ready.
I didn't just wear a bonnet. Like I said, it was for special occasions.
That's right. Forgive me. I forgot.
My mom's friend gave me a perm in seventh grade.
Mm.
And I have straight hair. I've always had straight hair. And I didn't understand what that meant, perm. I just thought, oh, all right. Okay. And it was tight. I'm talking almost white girl fro. And I was mortified. And of course, it's permanent. And I can't get rid of it. And I go to school in eighth grade. No one knows who I am.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
I mean, my friends know who I am, but that's about it. And so, and then it would grow out, and so it would be super straight, and then knee, curly.
When did it go away? Like, how long till it washed out?
It took pretty much the... Oh, it didn't wash out, Rachel. This was tight.
hate yeah. the man.
It was awful.
But it stops eventually, right?
It just
no,
grows.
So it would grow out straight, and right. then it would be ruffly, and I didn't want to go super short.
Right.
Oh, that's the deal with a perm? It has to grow out?
It's got to grow out.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it washed out eventually.
No, I mean, it just gets...
So you look like a founding father?
Yes! It was awful.
You know what I'm learning from this?
You're the worst?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We tried to make you
feel
better.
It was worse than I thought.
We can't even help
it
you.
It was worse than I thought.
We've tried. We wanted to help you.
It's pretty bad. But you recovered. I mean, that's what's so impressive about it, is that you went through that in your 20s, and you're above it now. I'm not trying to make you feel better. I think that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
You didn't like continue to chase that and do other, because I mean, there's a lot of people that do. Think about all the people you see, whether it's hair pieces or plastic surgery, and they're just, you can tell it started and then they couldn't hit the moment that you hit, and it got worse and worse.
I love that. My friend, the most handsome man I know, who was in Ludo, that's what's cool about me.
Yeah.
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 Is you're able
it's
to
not,
overcome.
It's not anything else I've done. It's
you're able to overcome.
The way I came back from the wig.
You were such
this
a dork
cool
in the way you
situation.
You came back from it. Good for you. Good
Dude,
for you.
You taped someone else's hair to your head for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But look at you. It's not there now. I respect the hell out of you, Dave Glover.
That's right.
Now, pardon me, I'm going to a handsome convention.
Really? And the first thing you do is tell stories about, I got to tell you about this guy I work with. Oh, my God.
He told him he was too bald for hair treatment.
Like, most people just move in the basement and never come back out. But you.
Look at you.
You, sir.
People.
You just throw on that beanie and you look so brave.
You walked out in the public. Look at you. Man.
No, it is true, though. Like, it is cool that we can talk about it. And it's because a lot of people, I bet, have done that, even gotten out of the situation, but then would never speak of it again.
Right. True. True.
You made a decision like that in your 20s.
A lesser man would have shot up a supermarket. Not Dave Glover.
Not to say it wouldn't happen, but...
What's Dave really like? Wow. For 3 years.
I bet there was no better feeling, though, than if when you thought you pulled, like, you thought it worked, like, 100%.
Yeah.
And
I tell you what, there's
like,
no better feeling than is when you would go in to get it adjusted like once every 6 weeks and they'd take it off. Like I said, I still had hair.
You could itch it.
Yes. So my hair would be like, I don't know, half an inch, 3/4 of an inch long. Nothing literally in my life has ever felt that good. Just like a dog, you're just scratching it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.